I'm joined here with Joey Meyer, who's going to be the new cross-country coach for Scott City. He was approved on Monday by the USD 466 Board of Education. And congratulations, first and foremost, to Joey. And I know it's been a few days since that has been approved and had been accepted. And has it kind of sunk in yet for you?
It really did yesterday. I met with Coach Reese at 2 o'clock yesterday, and he had these binders full, everything he's had the last 14 years. So it was kind of awesome just to, he just passed the torch to me. It was pretty cool because he's the one that brought me up in high school. I switched to football to cross country my junior year, and I loved running under him. And just to have that moment with him passing on the torch was pretty cool yesterday.
I know it was a tough decision when you did go off for cross country, but it definitely paid off for you in the long run there. And what do you remember about those 2 years of cross country and how much improvement you made from your junior to your senior year and having a good teams along the way?
It was amazing. So in track, my sophomore year, the highest mileage I ran was a mile. And then in the summertime, I went through football camp, and I was kind of seeing where I was at, and I kind of was still in the second spot in both positions in football, and I was like, And then Reese was still talking to me, and he's like, if you really want to run in college, cross country could be good for you, and you'd be the leader jumping in and everything. So I kind of weighed my options, and I jumped to cross country, and it was the best decision I had in high school because I – just bonded. We had a lot of freshmen and sophomores when I jumped in, and we didn't have that many upperclassmen, so I just jumped in and I was the leader, and it was amazing. You think cross country is this individual sport. It's not. It's, you got to get all those top 5 to 7 runners on the same page. But, and then my junior year, I did all right, and I got 8th place at state, and then we got 5th as a team, so we got to bring our team to Rimrock. And then my senior year, we just rocked it, and we had a really bumpy road at regionals and barely squeaked in getting 3rd. And then at state, we got 2nd as a team, and I got 5th as a senior. So it was a pretty cool ride, and I still am great friends with all those cross-country runners that were on the team just because we got that great bond in high school through cross-country.
Yeah, and it is a pretty tight-knit bond, a lot of those cross-country teams and even opponents over the years. Mm-hmm. Do you have a little bit more, pride and ownership being a Scott City alum, taking over for your alma mater?
Yes, for sure. And I've been looking at the roster and everything. When I was in high school, the cross-country team was just starting to build up. They won state in, like, 08 or something. But it really wasn't a pride. It was really just football in the fall sports. And now, like, I'm looking at the roster, I have 5 seniors next year. And when I was a senior, there was only 2 boys and 1 girl. So you could just tell the program's building up, and it's just awesome that I get a coach where I went to school and keep building that program up like Reese did.
You had a little taste of coaching really for the first time when you came back to Scott City this past season here. You were helping out with the middle school. Did that kind of get things going, ball rolling for you in coaching a lot of different things or coaching in general?
Yeah, I think if I didn't have that experience this last year in middle school cross country, it would have been a harder jump just to jump right to coaching head coach at high school cross country. So just kind of getting back in that groove of weekend tournaments or weekend cross country meets and the hot practices you have. It just, and then just bonding with all the kids. I jumped in. I barely knew any of the kids because I've been out for 7 years and come back, and I knew some of the last names, but there was over 38 kids on the middle school team. I'm just like, wow. Scott City has this many people wanting to run. It was pretty awesome. And then I started bonding with those kids. I'm like, okay, I love this. This is fun. This is where I need to be. And now I got the opportunity to jump to high school real quick.
And taking a look at this, it should be a pretty good, hopefully we get a season into it, but
yes.
In the fall here, because you never know. But what you have from returning from last year to this year and what you're inheriting and what you've seen with Coach Reese over the years, what are some of the things that you're going to take, maybe, of course, not only from what your days of running, but also what you saw last year? What are you going to take maybe to continue this the program for cross country?
just a lot of it with what Reese preaches is dieting. You got to eat the right foods. You got to drink a lot of water, fluids. And if you're starting to get injured, he takes some miles off you. He really helps you get through the whole season. And that's where I need to learn the most is when a student or a runner is starting to wear down a little bit, just hold off on them, let them only get a mile in. And so, because it's a long season, cross country's a long season and the hot weather, you got to really push them at certain times and hold off on certain times so they can make it through the whole season. And he was awesome to me. He brought me up and threw me in to be the leader. And that's really where I just want to build relationships with these kids like Reese did with me. And I can see just watching him through some meets this year that all the kids respect him. And that's really what I want. I just want all those kids to respect me and know that I got their backs and, push them this year. I'm pumped for it.
Congratulations, Joey. I know this is a pretty awesome opportunity for you and to come back to Scott City and be able to do this here. And it should be fun here. And, thanks again as always here. And, hopefully we can talk to you more here in the fall.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.